escucha carnal, en chinga me muevo en la dura. Abran cancha, que este caldo trae verdura. No tolero que me la...
Yo, 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 welcome to the Drowning Fish Podcast. Yeah, man, we're over here, bro, trying to do something new, trying to do something special, and we're going to try and do it. We're going to try and fucking figure it out. A lot of people have been asking, where are you? You know, like, where the fuck are these episodes? I need a new one. Actually, people have asked, and the more I'm asked, the more I don't want to put out, and I'm like a fucking, I'm like this 4B movement, you know, like, I'm not going to put out because I don't like when people tell me when I should and when I shouldn't, because it's my motherfucker and I want to do it when the fuck I want. How about that? You know? But yeah, they've been asking me like, where are you, bro? Where are you? I'm in their motherfucking heads, nigga. I'm in their motherfucking skin. I'm in that motherfucker and I'm in there, bro. I'm in their minds and they're asking about me. Nah, bro, but for real, at the end of the day, I'm not putting out, dog, you know, like this 4B movement, which is, I think it's clinically insane, dude, that, you know, it's okay to go a little extreme sometimes, but this is really extreme in the sense of longevity and long term. You know, if you want to revolt against something, what you really need is numbers, and what you need to do is procreate so that there could be more of you. And not sleeping and not procreating, not fucking each other is pretty nuts, you know. I don't know if maybe I'm missing something here, man. But there it seems that there's just gonna be less people on the left side because liberal women aren't putting out or whatever, you know. It's pretty fucking pretty nuts, dude. It's pretty fucking crazy what's going on in today's world. The other day I was just scrolling and I saw a woman who was having a total meltdown live, and I don't know why I decided to, you know, stick around for this meltdown, but I did. And then she decided to go on and say that she was going to start shooting white men. And I was like, this is fucking crazy, bro. This is insane. Bonkers stuff. I don't condone violence like ever, unless you're like a really old person and you're driving slow and you're in front of me and I'm late to something and I just have to like do a quick pit maneuver to get you on get you out of my fucking way. Other than that, I don't really condone violence, you know. I don't condone people shooting people in the face just because of their skin color. That's crazy. You know, like, I thought we were over this. I thought this was the whole reason, you know, to be a liberal is to let people be. And it's just not what's happening. You know, I think I'd consider myself a liberal person, liberal thoughts. But a lot of the things that are politically, and I would say politically woke and whatnot, politically correct, it's all fucking bullshit, man. It's just all in our brains, really. And, you know, I'm kind of gonna leave it at that. I don't really want to go into the politics shit, bro, because everyone's so upset. I actually know people that are really, really upset. And I get it. Look, man, I totally understand, bro. I understand what it feels like. But, man, just not having the will and the, like, I don't really care that much, you know. I do, but I don't. Because it is important. I used to think when I was a kid, I was like, it's not that important, you know. And then somewhere in my early 20s, when you're stupid, you really go into politics and you think that it really matters and it doesn't. And when you get older, you kind of start thinking like a kid again. You're like, oh, you know, or at least me, you know, I started thinking a little bit more, more freely, more outside the box, you know. And I think most kids should think outside the box, and even adults should think outside the box. Just don't try to put yourself in a weird circle or in a weird group just because you're forced to. Just be your own person, basically. But that's my politics. Just be you, and you have the right to be wrong. And I think I think that if you're wrong and everyone tells you you're wrong, then obviously if the consensus thinks you're wrong, you might be wrong. But, and that can go extreme, you know, some fucking white nationalist is out there listening. He's like, yeah, damn right, brother. You tell him the truth. You're a truth speaker. You're a truth speaker, son. And that brown spick right there is a fucking truth speaker. I'll tell you what, he normally says a lot of crazy shit, but that right there spoke to me, brother. That right there just spoke to me. It's been a good, I would say, like, people, like I said, people have been asking me, and it's been a pretty good break. And I have kind of been just wandering around, living, being a human being. And the other day, an illegal wetback walked up to me and bit me. And I was just at the store, you know, and this guy was like 4'5". So he basically like bit my hip. And I yelled. I'm not going to lie. Like, I yelped a little bit, like a little bitch. Just imagine this fucking tiny little guy, right? Tiny little guy comes and bites you right in the hip, dude. And I yelled like a little baby. It was like one of those yells that it's kind of embarrassing, bro. It's kind of like one of those Tom from Tom and Jerry, you know, like one of those fucking yelps, just him screaming. It's fucking insane, dude. Like this. Yeah, dude, the Tom and Jerry fucking scream is fucking crazy, dude. That's one of my favorite yelps of all time, actually. I used to watch Tom and Jerry all the time as a kid, and I'm really glad that it's something that still sticks around. I don't really watch it often. I'm not going to sit here and I'm like, oh, I'm a Tom and Jerry fucking fanatic. Like, I go to Tom and Jerry conventions every year, dude. I fucking dress up as Tom. No, I would dress up, like, if there was, like, a furry convention for, like, Tom and Jerry, like, fandom. Like, if I was one of those weird fucking faggots that would just watch, like, Tom and Jerry every single day, and I had, like, a kink, you know, I would probably be Spike. I would probably be the pit bull. And I would have, like, a pacifier in my mouth all the time. And I would just be that guy, you know, because normally he's, like, napping. He's really chill. And until it's, like, when you come and wake him up from his nap, he's kind of, like, upset, you know. He's like, fuck, why'd you wake me up from my nap, bro? That's kind of how I am, you know. If you wake me up from my nap, I'm going to be upset. But, yeah, I would be Spike if there was, like, a fandom furry convention and I had to go. I think I would be Spike. I don't know where that came from. I just thought it was funny. Or thought it was something worth sharing. Yeah, the Joker 2 was Hollywood's idea to save itself from devastation and total annihilation. They thought this movie would skyrocket them into the stratosphere. You know, I think they really tried. I think the producers really tried to, I think they really tried. I think the producers tried. I don't think Joaquin Phoenix really fucking cared, bro. I don't think he cared. I don't think he really cared, bro. By the way, if I ever have like another son, I think I might name him, Joaquin. That's a really nice name, bro. It's a really nice name, and I really like that name, but I don't like The Joker 2. The Joker 2 was basically like, because Hollywood's dying and Hollywood's dead and no one really watches, like, people watch movies, but they're, like, not good, and they still sell because we don't have a choice, you know, like, people are like, oh my god, this movie is coming out, I have to go watch it, but at the end of the day, it's not that good of a movie, man. Like, this, cinema is dying, basically, and I'm not the only one that thinks this. I know a lot of people out there are like, yeah, dude, cinema's still alive, and it's still going, when it's not, you know, it's really not, and I wish that they would kind of wake up and see that it's not, It's not what it used to be, I think. And maybe I'm just maybe I'm just a boomer. Maybe it's just evolving into something new, but I don't like it. And I don't think I ever will like it. I think it's a disgrace. I think that it's really just something that is becoming more politicized, more, they have to have like quarterly meetings, and they have to have like these deadlines, and they have to have budgets, and they have to have cost, you know, they have to have like P&Ls and shit, like profits and loss. It's a business at this point. It's not even art, man. It's like some of the best, maybe not even some of the best artists, you know, like some of the best actors, you would say. Now that a lot of information has come to light, you know, it kind of makes you think like, are these some of the best actors currently, or are these the people that gave in to the industry, and maybe they're giving a piece of themselves to be in this position? And maybe there is a lot of sacrifice when it comes to things like that, you know. Who knows at the end of the day, bro? Like, I remember when this whole Nickelodeon thing came out, I was like, man, I used to wish that I could have been like a kid, Nickelodeon kid, you know, like, or a Disney kid. Like, wouldn't it be cool to be one of those kids? And when you're a kid, you kind of think that a little bit. I don't know, dude, I did. I was like, dude, it'd be dope to be like Drake from Drake and Josh, or like be on one of those shows, you know, like just be there. And now when this shit comes out, you're like, man, I'm so glad I wasn't there. And that could happen pretty much anywhere, but I feel like people are going to take advantage of, you know, people that want something so bad. It's just human nature. It's such a fucking disaster, bro, really. And pedophilia, I'm not like condoning pedophilia at all. I think that if you're a pedophile, I think that you should fucking rot. I would literally kill a pedophile with my bare fucking hands, dude. Like, I will. I don't care, dude. I don't care. And I think that we have to stand for something, or it's not going to be, it's always going to be like this way or that way. And I don't think that, like, if I caught somebody doing something with a child, I think I would lose my mind. But if, like, you know, like if I don't fucking know, dude, if like the guy down the road, if I knew that the guy down the road was a pedophile and he was taking out his trash, I wouldn't go walk up to him and just kill him, you know, because I'm just, that would just be fucked up, man. Like, he's already registered. I don't know what he did. I don't know exactly what happened, you know, like, I wasn't there. But if I ever fucking saw it with my own two eyes, I think I would actually lose it. And I think if you are a good, decent human being, I hope that you would fucking lose it. And I think it's justifiable, you know, whenever it comes to the judicial system, I think most people would understand. I think that maybe I'm just wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But I don't know, dude. I would fucking kill somebody if I saw them touching a kid or like trying to sexually assault a child. I would lose my fucking mind. And I hope that everyone can agree with that. I think that if you see it personally, I think that you should act on it. Because you can't just fucking sit back and let it happen, dude. Like, that's, you're just as bad. And you're also kind of weird, because if you let something happen, then you're just as guilty. Yeah, anyways, off that topic, you know, the Joker 2 is basically a tragedy. It's the last piece of, you know, Hollywood's fuck you to us or whatever, I think. I don't know, dude. Whenever I see a new movie coming out, I'm like, God, dude, that looks fucking horrendous, dude. Like, how many Fast and Furious are they going to make before they give up? Or how many Iron Mans and how many Robert Downey Jr.'s are going to, like, did he die? Is he going to come back? The next James Bond? Things like this, man. Like, what is, like, no one knows, dude. Everyone's kind of like, okay, what the fuck's going on, bro? We got a new kids movie every fucking month, and they're all so shit because it's all the same bullshit. It's all, I think, like, it's trying to push like crazy ideologies and crazy thoughts, you know? And it's always been like that, I think, with movies, especially because it's always trying to tell you something or trying to tell you a version. Sometimes a lot of people who are in that industry or are fanatics would be like, no, man, it's art. And yeah, it could be art, but that's why I really enjoy like small time filmmakers or people that would probably just get on YouTube and do it because they still like doing it. And yeah, they get money, but it's kind of their money, you know? I'm not saying, maybe I'm just what's it called? I'm just being a pessimist at this point, dude. You know, I'm just being a pessimist at this point. I'll just let it go because it's pretty fucking stupid. I don't really don't know what I'm trying to say, but the Joker 2 is fucking horrendous and I don't like it. And I think it's basically, it was a fuck up. It was a very expensive fuck up, and it was funny, because it's kind of like, yes, like this is the end. This is the start of the fall. They should have just left it. They should have just left it at the regular Joker, and that one was a masterpiece. The Joker 2 was basically the Antichrist compared to the regular Joker, because it was just so bad. Ooh, sipping on a beer, man. I haven't drank beer in a while, bro. I'm not really into beer a whole lot. I did, although I'll tell the general public, because I think it's information worth sharing with everybody. I went out to the liquor store because I was wanting to get some wine, and I decided to give those new, I'm a huge High Noon fan, like the biggest High Noon fan. High Noon Peach is my absolute favorite. I'll drink any of them, but High Noon Peach is mine, like my personal choice. I went out and bought the new High Noons, the tequila ones, the Fiesta pack, and they were so bad, dude. I hated them. I absolutely hated them, and I'm still going to drink them. Like, I'm not going to throw them away, but I'm not going to, like, it's going to be in the fridge for like a couple months, bro, like 3 months maybe. Whereas it probably would have been gone in like 2 weeks or so, you know. But yeah, High Noons are one of my favorite alcoholic beverages when I'm just lounging or whatever, you know. It's pretty good. And I don't condone alcohol. I do it because I actually like the taste. And I actually do whenever, like, because I used to drink a lot. And not like every day, but just, you know, avid drinker. I had a problem, basically. I was drinking every single day. I was waking up every morning and just pouring myself a cup of Jack and just downing it down the hatch. But yeah, and I had an acquired taste for alcohol, and I really wasn't an alcoholic, but I did. I was becoming very close. It took me a while to get a buzz, you know, and now two High Noons will do it for me, man. Like, couple glasses of wine and I'll be in, you know, I'll be in that motherfucker, bro. It doesn't take a lot to get me going now, because, you know, kind of had to take a step back. The doctor, bro, I went to the doctor and he said, young man, if you don't stop, you're gonna die. And that's the first time I ever listened to a doctor, really, man. I haven't don't listen to doctors, man, but this doctor, he gave me some really good head, so I really had to listen to him, you know. What else? Yeah, dude, like I was saying earlier, I'm not big into politics, but I am a huge Bush guy. Voting is like gambling, dude, because, like, whenever you go and vote, you only have a couple choices. And if you ever vote, or, I mean, if you ever gamble, you only have a couple choices, you know. Maybe it's one choice, maybe it's two choices, maybe it's, well, I don't think you're gambling if there's only one choice. It's fucking retarded, actually. Let me run that back a little bit. Voting is like gambling, because in voting, sometimes you get two or more choices, and a lot of the times it's one or the other, you know. And in gambling, it's kind of the same. And you try to make an educated guess on what you think is the best outcome for your scenario, you know. And it is a lot like gambling. You go in there and you see a lot of options, and you just pick, you know, you pick based on what you think is right, or based on what you think will get you closer to your goal, or maybe what you think is right. But yeah, gambling is actually a serious problem, man. I know a couple people that gamble every now and then, and I used to gamble sometimes. I used to gamble a little bit. It wasn't like a lot, you know. I'd gamble like on a UFC fight. The most I've ever lost was probably like $300, and I wasn't very thrilled. That was probably one of the last times I lost so big. And I've lost like $20, $10, $5, you know. But I don't gamble big, you know, and I don't do that on. I do that because I don't win a lot when I gamble, dude. I gamble a lot with my heart. And anytime someone bets on the Green Bay Packers, man, I'm like, oh yeah, dude, we got it locked in. The only time, and I'll tell you the truth because I'm such a Green Bay fanatic, the only time I knew in my heart that we would lose, probably two, maybe, was Sam Darnold and the Vikings and the Lions, man. Like, the Lions are absolutely crushing right now. And they're really scary, dude. I remember the Lions were not what they used to be. And it's all really, I don't know if it's their players. I don't know if it's QB1. I don't know if it's their coach. Their coach obviously seems thrilled. But, you know, whenever it comes to the Green Bay Packers, dude, I just knew, you know, those two games, the Lions and the Vikings. I know when I look at the roster or when I look at the schedule, those are two I will not bet on because I know the Lions and the Vikings were doing really well. You know, they're just steamrolling everyone. But yeah, dude, this last game with the Bears, dude, I could not believe that it was such a close game. And the fact that it was a close game, I mean, it was embarrassing. Even though it was a win, it's really embarrassing that it was such a close game with the Bears and the Green Bay Packers because, come on, dude, that's like a huge game, man. The Bears and the Packers are a huge game. And if you're a Green Bay Packer and if you're a Bear, you're obviously going to turn it up, man. And being a Green Bay Packer, I'm not a Green Bay Packer. Like, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, okay? I'm not a fucking on the team or whatever, dude. If I was, that'd be dope. Like, dude, if I got in there one game, I'd get smoked, bro. But I'd like it. You know, I would do it for one play. I'd do it. It'd be like letting a fucking Down syndrome kid, you know, whenever they'd let those kids like that have like diseases or some shit, like, I don't fucking like illnesses. I wouldn't say diseases, like terminal illness and shit like that, like sad shit, you know, like a fucking little kid has cancer or whatever. And they put them in a field and they let them run a touchdown. Like, that's what I need. That's what I want for me. Not like, I don't want to get cancer or nothing, but I just want to like get in the game one time and just run a touchdown or whatever. You know, I don't know if they'll let me in there. Maybe if I say that I have like severe something, maybe they might let me. But yeah, dude, it was a close game and I can't believe it. Props to Caleb Williams, man. Like, he really looked good out there. And Jordan Love, I don't know what the fuck. I knew before the game started, I told myself, because he had thrown an interception every game, I told myself he's going to throw an interception and it's going to be okay. Like, basically preparing myself, you know, like, he's going to throw an interception, it's going to be okay, but, you know, we're going to still dominate. You know, it's going to be like a interception that shouldn't matter. And boy, was I wrong, you know, because if I would have gambled, I would have been on the edge of my seat. If we wouldn't have, dude, the fucking block on that field goal, man, that was literally a blessing, man, like truly a blessing. And it was insane, dude. I can't imagine, like, as a Green Bay Packer, it feels good to win, you know, because it's a big game. It's a big rivalry. But as a Bear, dude, you're like, fuck, dude, not again, dude. Like, it was so close, so close. And then it was a fucking field goal, and you think you have it, right? Because field goals almost, the percentage of that field goal happening was extremely high. I was, like, ready to turn my TV off. I was like, man, this is not, we fucking lost, man. I remember I told my wife, I was like, yeah, it's fucking game over, dog. And then they fucking blocked that field goal, and I about just came in my pants, man. Like, I seriously almost came so fucking hard in my pants, dog. And it was the rest is history, you know, we won. And I can't believe, I mean, dude, I can't believe Caleb Williams. He really turned it up, man. And I had been shitting on Caleb Williams internally because I didn't think he was like, you know, University of Southern California, dude, does not make good quarterbacks. You know, like Mark Sanchez came from there and he was, you know, not great. But I think a lot of quarterbacks don't make it from there. And I didn't think he was able to turn it up the way he did, and he did. And his team really came through for him, you know. I think they were beasting it up. They wanted to win, and the Green Bay Packers really were the fucking a sore, like an eyesore, basically. And I don't even know where to begin because everything, you know, Alexander wasn't there. And we were just fucking not catching balls, and fucking Jordan Love couldn't throw worth the fuck, you know. Like, we just had a bye week, and this is how we show up to the biggest game. Just two games I don't want to lose as a Green Bay Packers fan, and that's the Bears and the Cowboys. We can lose every fucking game. I don't care. The Bears and the fucking Bears, we cannot lose to in my book. Like, it just cannot happen. But yeah, dude, I'll leave that at that because it's fucking, I can talk about football all fucking night and I'm not going to do that. Yeah, dude, I was talking with this guy and he was like, man, dude, I fucking fight. Like, I'm a fighter or whatever, you know? I'm like, yeah, dude. Okay. Basically this guy's telling me like he can whoop my ass, you know? And I, you know, he probably could beat my ass, but I wouldn't let him because one thing, is a for a fact that I don't just walk around unarmed. Like, people can sit around and train for jiu-jitsu all fucking day, like train and train and train. You can be the best fucking jiu-jitsu fighter in the world, bro. And really, this is just a skit, dude. This isn't real. Didn't really happen, but we're just going to pretend like it did. Okay. And a lot of these, like the best of the best, they don't fucking walk around cocky and they don't do this. But a lot of people that really go out there and they try to train, they're like, man, I could beat that motherfucker up, or I could fucking fight. I can fucking do this. Like, bro, shut the fuck up. No, you can't. If you're already talking about it, shut the fuck up. You can't. You couldn't. I know a couple fighters, man. And I'm so proud of them, actually, right now. Wearing their merch, dude. And I'm so happy of some of the people around me, really. A lot of people around me are creatives. A lot of people are just some true, really fucking hustlers, man. And it's really motivating me, and it's motivating to be amongst a lot of people who are hustlers because it's really hard to surround yourself by like-minded people, you know, that just want to better themselves. And it's not going to happen fucking in a couple weeks, bro. Like, this shit takes for a minute. And everything takes a minute, but as long as you're fucking doing it and you're going out there and you're getting it, you're going to get better. That's everything. That's life. And I respect that shit, you know? But if you walk up to me and you're like, I'm going to whoop your ass, I know jiu-jitsu, I'm going to take out my fucking Springfield Armory Hellcat Pro 2 and shoot your fucking ass in the chest because I can and because I felt like it. Not really, only for self-defense. I just wanted to make sure that I put that in there because of my lawyer and whatnot. He'll probably tell me to ease up. Dude, my worst... fuck, hold on. Let me go on a tiny little break. All right, where was I? One of my worst fears is, fuck, what the fuck was I going to say, dude? I totally just fucked it. Oh, yeah. One of my worst fears is actually having to use my firearm, like actually having to use it. And, you know, a lot of people are like, man, I'd fucking pull the trigger in a heartbeat. And it's not fucking true, dude. It's not. Like, a lot of people would freeze. Unless you have training, like extensive training, a lot of people would probably freeze, man. And I like to think that I would act on it if I needed to. But dude, I don't ever want to, you know, I don't ever want that shit to happen. And it's such a fucking crazy thing to think, because, you know, a lot of people, they look at a gun and they think, oh my God, this is a weapon. You can use this to kill somebody. And yes, it is, but it's also a tool. Like, it could be used as a tool, and it is a weapon, and it is, you know, most of the time weapon, like weapons and handguns and shit like that. You're not using a handgun to fucking kill deer, dude. Like, you're not using a handgun to like kill birds and shit, dude. You might go out shooting and training and shit like that, but most people buying a handgun, or most people buying a shotgun, they're fucking buying that shit for home defense or like personal, you know, carry or whatever they're carrying. Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. It's just a crazy topic. And I think everyone should have a firearm, really. And I know it's a crazy thought, and I know there's a lot of people out there that probably in their mind they think, no, I shouldn't have a weapon. But you telling yourself that and giving yourself the respect of you are a dangerous person with, you know, and you could potentially use that weapon is self-awareness, dude. That's just self-awareness. Like, what it is, yeah, I have this weapon. It's can be used to do harm, but it's not for that, you know, it's simply for self-defense. And a lot of people get scared, man. I think a lot of people see firearms and they get scared, especially if you're not around them. I think it's super important to really, I don't know, dude. I just assume everyone's carrying sometimes, you know, because I am. A lot of the times I am, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm not, because I am. I don't know if it's, that should be public information or whatnot, but I am, dude, you know. And one of my worst fears is having to use that thing, dude. Like, that's one of my worst fears, and I don't ever want that to happen, because it would suck. I don't want to do that. I don't condone violence ever. Unless, you know, every now and then, on your way out, you'll be driving and an old lady would just be in front of you and you just have to pull up, get right beside her and mag dump. Just fucking unload hell. And it doesn't matter because they're old and they're taking up your precious time. I don't know why I wrote this, but I wrote down mice on traps and they're screeching, you know. I remember growing up, we lived in a mobile home, and one time we had mice. I think they were field mice, bro. Like, if you live in a mobile home, the chances are mice being there are extremely high, just because there's no, like, it's hard to insulate a mobile home and shit like that, especially an old mobile home. Like, the chances are you having mice are very high. And it's common. It's very common. And for people to sit here and be like, ooh, mice and rats, bro. Yeah, dude, it's fucking common, dude. Like, let's not sit here and be like, oh my God, like, people are dirty. Like, mice and fucking, mobile homes, dude. I remember we had mice a couple times and then we, put out poison and whatnot and killed them, you know. And that smells horrendous, by the way. Jesus Christ. But I remember at night, when one would land on a trap and you could hear it crying and screeching, sometimes I would use that to go to sleep and I would kind of just sit there and smile, you know, kind of get in a snuggle mode. And I basically would just use the screeching mice on the glue trap, just screeching its head off. And I would use it as like my white noise, you know, it was my white noise basically. And I would lay there and I would just listen to the mice. And I liked it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I didn't like it, because I did. What else? Yeah, I wanted to talk about this fucking Spirit Airlines shit that's going on, dude. Like, what the actual fuck is going on, bro? That Spirit Airlines is getting fucking shot at. I don't know, remember the details, so I'm trying to look it up real quick. So, a Spirit Airlines flight from Florida to Haiti was struck by gunfire, forcing it to divert to the DR, Dominican Republic, during the incident. A flight attendant was grazed by a bullet, but fortunately, no other injuries were reported. What the fuck, bro? A flight attendant was grazed by a bullet? Here's the thing about those flight airlines, man. And I would actually, if I was like Spirit, I would look into this, bro, because that feels like an inside job, dog. Like, Spirit's already like a shitty airline. And I think, I'm pretty sure I read about this. JetBlue has been trying to buy, I don't know if it's JetBlue or Frontier, but JetBlue, I believe, has been trying to buy Spirit Airlines, or they've been trying to be like merge or whatever, you know, what these big companies and their fucking grammar, because they use different grammar. They're like, we're not buying, we're merging. Kind of like Capital One and Discover. Like, shit's crazy out here, dog. I'm paying attention, man. I'm in the trenches, dog. I'm like a fucking Jew, nose to the fucking ground. I'm sniffing them out. I'm like a goddamn beagle. But yeah, dude, the fucking Spirit Airlines is trying to merge. And this seems like an inside job, man. Like, it seems like an inside job. Like, how is gunfire struck on a fucking, from the ground to an airplane? And apparently they're trying to blame it on some fucking civil war going on in Haiti or some bullshit. I don't know the exact details, but apparently there's some kind of war going on. And somebody shot at the airplane, but the flight attendant was struck. And I would actually also look into that, because flight attendants for Spirit Airlines, they're like gang members, bro. They come in with gunshot wounds all the time, dog. They're not from good neighborhoods. They come in with gunshot wounds all the time. The pilot, you know, Hennessy all the time. Black and Milds all the time. So I get it, bro. You know, a couple bullets here and there, they just hit the ground, man. They just hit the ground. They're used to that shit, dog. That ain't nothing new for fucking Spirit Airlines, bro. They really had some... That's a trap right there, dog. Spirit Airlines is a motherfucking trap. And I like it. I like it. Give me more. I'm not condoning for people to shoot at airplanes, but you never know. You never know. If you see a big yellow thing in the sky, you know, not gonna say it. Maybe just take a shot. Spirit Airlines shot in the sky. What the fuck is going on? Yeah, I don't know, man. Sometimes, bro, you just gotta hype something up so you can shoot it right on down, you know? And that's basically what Spirit Airlines is. It's like, yeah, it's an airplane, but they're not falling out of the sky, dude. They're not fucking falling out of the sky. Yeah, they're gonna fuck your luggage up. You're gonna miss your luggage. You're gonna be delayed. Like, shit's not gonna be okay, dude. But you're gonna get on your flight. It's not gonna be great. And you're gonna get to your destination. And you're gonna get there late. And you're gonna be there late. And everything's gonna be a fucking mistake. Everything's gonna be a spiral, a snowball effect. If you do fly Spirit Airlines, it's gonna be a spiral effect. Yeah, man, I don't really think anyone should be flying on Frontier or like Spirit. I'm not like, dude, even if I fucking didn't have the money to, because usually I'll fly, and I don't even know if this is better or whatever, you know, but American, I flew American Airlines, and I've been on a Southwest, and Southwest was like kind of shitty, honestly, bro. I remember they fucked my luggage. So I put a sticky bomb on one of their planes, and it's been yet to detonate. So, you know, just saying, just putting that out there. All right, I better calm down before the fucking FBI actually knocks my shit down. I did not put a bomb on a Southwest flight. I don't even have a bomb. I don't even know how to make a bomb, actually. I can look it up maybe and make one really quick, but I'm not going to do it. Spirit Airlines probably bit. That bit probably just got me into some trouble, but who knows, dude? Everyone just has a fucking opinion, dude, and everyone just says crazy things online, and I have the actual boss to tell you when I'm fucking, like, I'm fucking lying. I'm such a pussy, bro. I could never blow up an airline. It's like, there's not a chance in this world, dude. The CIA would probably try to make me do that one day now that I say that. You know, they're like, oh, like, he said this one day and then he did it. And then 30 years from now, they're going to be like, holy shit, Eric was like, he was in the fucking CIA, bro. Like, they should have fucking, who knew, dude? Who fucking knew? Did you know, dude? Hey, man, did you know that Eric was in the CIA? Hey, man, no, dude, that's like fucking bonkers. That's news to me, man. Yeah, bro, apparently he was like up there, man, and they fucking framed him for a sticky bomb on a fucking flight, and then he said it on his podcast before it happened, and then he said something about, you know, and then you come back to this and you're like, and then they delete it because they can do that. Yeah, but I don't think I'm gonna, I don't know if I should edit that out. I probably won't. It was a joke. Please don't fucking I bomb airplane now. Yeah, dude, I have a buddy and I don't know how this is gonna go, but I'm gonna do it. And this is just something that you know, something that's going on, and I basically told my buddy's kid, who is like 10 years old, and the fucking kid, this little boy thinks, you know, the little boy thinks he's a fucking, little boy thinks he's a fucking girl. And I'm just like, buddy, you don't even know the goddamn half of it. All right. Why, like, fuck you, by the way, little kid, you don't fucking know. You don't have the goddamn recipe. You don't know. You don't even know what the fuck you're thinking, bro. Okay. When I was 10 years old, dog, I was climbing trees, bro. I thought I was a fucking goddamn Ninja Turtle, dog. Like, I thought that I was a fucking, I don't fucking know, dude. Like, you think you're SpongeBob, or you're like, hey, I'm Patrick today, you know? Like, hey, I'm Patrick, you know? No, this is Patrick. Like, no, dude. Like, you think you're like a celebrity or something, dude. You think you're like, you're like, oh yeah, Kim Possible. Dude, I remember when I was a little kid, I had a fucking Kim Possible sticker and I put it on my bike and I was like, Kim Possible is my girlfriend. And I remember thinking that as a child. And what the fuck is this 10-year-old gonna think that he's a fucking girl? Shut the fuck up, kid. Shut your fucking mouth. You don't know a goddamn thing. Respectfully and disrespectfully, you fucking coward of a fucking kid. I think, like, whatever, dude, we got into a debate, you know, my friend and I, and I was like, dude, fuck you, man, fuck you and your trans kid. You know, that fucking kid doesn't know a goddamn thing, bro. Why are we even sexualizing children? You know, why is it even a fucking gender? If gender, and people are like, we're not even sexualizing. Gender is different from sex. It's literally the fucking same thing, you dumbass. Like, if it wasn't fucking, if you're trying not to be labeled, that's different. But if you're trying to label something and say something at a very young age, especially like 10, if you're trying to fucking enforce it, and not that my friend was enforcing it, but if you're trying to, like, if you're on the same page and you're like, yeah, man, like, you're a fucking little girl, bro. Like, come on, dog. Don't fucking, that's fucked up, dog. That's fucked up. If my son came up to me and he was like, I'm a Ninja Turtle today, I'm like, all right, bro, you know what? You can be a Ninja Turtle today, but later on when we go get ice cream, you're going to be my son and you're going to sit here and you're going to be a fucking cool ass little kid. All right. Cause like, I have no furry fucking kid, bro. I swear to God, if I have a furry kid, I don't fucking know what I'm going to do, bro. I'm probably just going to put them in a freezer, you know, put them in a freezer for a couple days, take them out and be like, did you learn your lesson? You know, fuck, now I have Child Protective Services on my case. Not only the FBI will be invited to the Drowning Fish, but the whole government agencies, what's that new government agency Donald Trump and Elon Musk are doing? Who is it? Elon and Vivek Ramaswamy. They're doing a Department of Governmental Operations. I don't fucking know, dude. I'm so stupid, dude. I don't even keep up with shit like this. Anyhow, their basic government efficiency, that, and I didn't even look that up, by the way. Department of Dodge. I'm a dumbass. Fucking boomer kid. Dude, that fucking spick said it wrong, dog. He said Dodge. It's Doge. Get the fuck off my nuts, kid. All right? Get off my nuts before I come. Yeah, dude. It's pretty funny. And they're going to be on the Drowning Fish one day, and they're going to be bewildered. We're so separated, man, and I wanted to talk a little bit about this because it's so true. We are separated, and I think I'm kind of a hypocrite when I say this because I'm adding to the whirlpool that we're in of information. It's just information overload at the end of the day. And I understand, you know, understand being a hypocrite and doing this. And just adding more bullshit to the world, because that's all this is, bro. It's just bullshit. I'm just bullshitting the whole fucking time. I'm drinking a beer, sitting in front of a microphone. Like, I don't pose a threat to anybody. You can knock on my door, I'll let you in. Like, I'm not gonna fucking put up a fight, you know. But it's ATF, man. They better have some fucking bulletproof vest, because they're not leaving alive. Yeah, man, you know, it's basically, we have way too much information overload, and every day it's a new thing, you know, like every day we have the new news, because it's just so convenient, everything is so fast. I don't know, man, just something to think about, you know, like if life is an algorithm, if this is a simulation and life is an algorithm, then it's pretty crazy, dude, because like, the way that we hold our phone all the time, you know, like the way that we, if you look around in public, a lot of people, like, they have their phone in their hand, you know, a lot of people like walk around with their phone in their hand. A lot of people just are out and about. They have their phone on them. And a lot of people get on Instagram or get on TikTok or get on the Reels, or they go on whatever. They're just fucking whatever, dude. They're on their phone, you know. It's crazy how maybe somebody out there is playing us, and they're like, oh yeah, man, like this is what I'm into. So, or this is, I don't know, dude. I don't know what to think of it. It's kind of crazy. And maybe AI is like us, you know, maybe because AI is so smart and that AI has a lot of information because it's connected to the worldwide internet. Like, it has countless, it has so much information, you know, and it's able to form an opinion. It's able to give you direction or advice or information or statistics or something, you know. It's able to give you something. It's able to give you a lot. Maybe we are AI, you know, maybe we are a form of AI. And like ChatGPT, you know, there was like a V1, V2 or whatever, like ChatGPT-4 or whatever the fuck. I don't even know what the fuck number they're on. They're like, they have more GTPs and fucking Fast and Furious movies. And I don't know why it took me so long to think that, because I literally thought about it and then I was like, I couldn't say it. But yeah, there's more GPTs than fucking Fast and Furious movies. And maybe we're like the old version. Maybe we're like the floppy disk, and this is something new, you know, this is something new that we created, and it goes down and that creates something new, you know, and then that creates something new. It's always an innovation, I feel like, with humans. I don't know, dude. I'm out of it, dude, really, to be honest with you, just spitting crazy shit. But at the end of the day, we are separated and we have to come together a little bit. Just speak. I think if we open our minds up a little bit and just speak to one another instead of being so sheltered. You know, a lot of people don't even talk to their neighbors, dude. They don't even know their neighbors and shit. They're not even out in their yard. You drive down a nice neighborhood. No one's out there playing, dude. No one's outside. It's just a weird world that we live in. Everything's so online, and it is information overload, and we have the information at our fingertips, and maybe that's the way, or maybe that's a way. Maybe a lot of people think that, because I used to think this, I was like, man, like, dude, maybe it's not the way, maybe it is the way, maybe whatever, dude, maybe I can't say it is, and I can't say it isn't. But what I can say is that it is a way, and it's a way that a lot of people are going to go down, because it's already here, you know? It's already here. Technology is already here. Like, it's something that we already invested in. We're definitely going to go down this rabbit hole, and it's going to become something that we don't even know, and it's going to happen really fast, I think. And when it happens, I hope that we could all still form our opinions without assistance of technology. Or maybe I'm just an ancient, maybe I'm like a hieroglyphic, you know, maybe I'm just something that is stuck in the past, because I think a lot of people rely on technology to get the facts and get the information. And I get it, you want to be right or you don't want to be wrong, but what if everything's wrong, you know? What if all the information you're getting is wrong? Maybe it's just something that was told to you, or maybe it's just something, because ideologies are wrong all the time, you know, and that's history. So how do we know that the information that we're reading on our phones is right, or anything? By that matter, and a lot of people still think that. A lot of people still read an article and they're like, this has to be right because it was formulated in a professional manner, and it's by so-and-so, and it has a title, and it has nice graphics and whatnot, you know, and maybe we're just not able to formulate our own opinion. I think I've already said formulate like 6 fucking times, by the way. You're not able to make your own opinion. And maybe that's just something we lose at some point. But for now, I'm glad that we are able to hold our own opinions and hold our own beliefs. I don't know if that ever leaves. I think that I was thinking about that in the shower, you know. I was thinking about how you should have beliefs, and you should stand for something. And if I'm ever wrong, I'm obviously going to come out and say that I'm wrong. But if I still believe, you know, you can be wrong and you can be right. And I'm actually going to get off this topic, because I don't want to go down this topic. I don't want to go down this fucking rabbit hole. And what I'm basically saying is, I don't think anyone's wrong. I think everyone's trying to figure it the fuck out. And obviously there's fucking bad people out there. They're not doing good. They're not doing great. But I'm just talking about everyday people, man. Like, you know, I don't think anyone knows what the actual fuck's going on. And we're just all doing this fucking thing, dude. We're all like on a bike just pedaling. And we're just trying our best, dude. You're just trying your best. And a lot of people know they're not trying their best. I'm not trying my fucking best, dude. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm trying my best. I'm not trying my best, dude. I like sitting down and watching football and getting cozy sometimes, dude. And it's okay to do that, because it's life. And yeah, we shouldn't glorize the grind or whatever, you know. That's retarded too. And you shouldn't glorify being comfortable. There should be like a balance. But yeah, I'm going to get off that, because I'm not a fucking preacher. You shouldn't be listening to me for advice, by the way. I give horrible advice. I basically just said that. I wrote down AI is giving everyone a different algorithm of our culture simulation. That's why everyone is so torn on our election. We're on an algorithm. Yeah, I mean, if we were in a simulation and this was an algorithm and everyone's life was a different algorithm and the algorithm was torn between two sides and we're told one thing, we're told one thing and you're told another thing, you know, that's how you keep people separated all the time. You know, you keep people bickering back and forth on the internet, keep people unfocused on the things that matter, like your family and yourself for the most part, because a lot of people are just not taking care of themselves and you got to take care of yourself. But yeah, dude, I'm gonna get off of this fucking podcast now. I'm gonna get off this internet. If you really enjoyed this and you fucked with this, man, I want you to share this episode. And you don't got to share it to your social media, bro, because I get it. You know, a lot of people are like, man, I can't fucking be known that I'm listening to this crap. And I get it, bro, because I wouldn't listen to this shit, dog. I wouldn't fucking listen to this, bro. And I'm like, I love myself, you know, I love myself and I still wouldn't listen to this. And I'm lying, bro. I'm just fucking lying the whole time. I'm just fucking joshing, dog. I'm just fucking sitting here and I'm bullshitting with you. And, but yeah, dude, I just wanted to get on and say some crazy shit. Fuck your trans kid. Trump 2024. And, you know, this next year is going to be a great fucking year. I did want to end on this because I did want to talk about this, but not be like cocky or whatever. 2024 was the best year of my life. And I don't want to be one of those people that's like, new year, man, I can't wait to grind. Like, I can't wait to just continue to evolve and continue to innovate and just continue to learn and grow and be a father. And continue to grow the love in my heart. And 2024 was the best year of my life. And I know that life is full of tragedy. And I know life is full of, you know, bad things, you know. And I'm grateful for the good. And but that's just life, you know. You got to be prepared. You got to be aware that bad things are looming and bad things are always around the corner. But I'm excited for life. It is exciting. And I hope a lot of people listening to this, I hope that if you're listening to this, I hope you feel excited because you should be. You should be excited. And it's not easy to fucking just be like, oh, fuck. Fuck you, dude. You don't know what it's fucking like. Like, yeah, maybe I don't know your situation, bro. But I've been in some fucking darkness, fucking in some pretty dark places, bro, and it's not great. And I'm not like comparing your fucking trauma to my trauma or whatever, dude. I'm not trying to do that. But I'm just saying, dude, you should be happy. And you should love yourself. All right. Thank you for listening to the Drowning Fish podcast. I appreciate you. Share this with your grandma or whatnot, you know. Maybe she's like a big Democrat or whatnot. Maybe she's a Democrat. All right. Thank you guys for listening. And yeah, bye. The FBI and the government, I was just fucking joking. Please don't knock my door down, dude. I love you. Bye.